is the Kraft Music Hall, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar the Band, Lou Bring, and his orchestra, and our guests, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers, and his queen, Dale Evans.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Yes, folks, this is Al Jolson in the Kraft Music Hall. And no matter where you're listening from or what time it is, I'm singing at sundown. Okay, Lou, let's have it. Every little breeze is sighing of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world is rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night has fallen, love is calling me home. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world is rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile greets me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling and love is calling me home.
Yeah, I enjoyed it very much.
Thanks, Ken. Say, by the way, Kenneth, I'd like to ask you something.
Yeah?
Do you read movie magazines?
Well, only when I go to my dentist's office.
Dentists have such old magazines in their waiting room.
Yeah.
The newest one my dentist has shows a picture of Rin Tin Tin chasing Helen Twelve Trees through the snow.
Well, I was reading the current Movie Life magazine. It's got a lot of pictures of you and Larry Parks taken in the Kraft Music Hall.
Did you fellas see my picture in Look magazine?
No, I didn't, Oscar. My baby got a hold of a copy of Look and spilled his pablum all over the page with your picture.
He's the first critic I've had who wore a diaper.
I'm really surprised the kid did it. I taught him to spill it on Crosby's picture. By the way, Oscar, I also read that you're going to give a dinner party, but I feel a little bad. I didn't get an invitation. How come?
Well, actually, Al, I was going to invite you. I didn't, because it's a surprise party.
Oh? Who's the surprise party for?
Me.
But, Oscar, if you're throwing a party for yourself, you won't be surprised.
Yes, I will. I gave myself the wrong address.
You're crazy. All the parties I've attended have wonderful hors d'oeuvres. Tell me, Samosky, what kind of hors d'oeuvres are you going to have?
Cocktail sausages on toothpicks.
Oh, I hate those. It's so tough to pick your teeth with a little sausage at the end of your toothpick.
Well, I hope you'll enjoy yourself, Al, but most of my guests will be famous people, like Yasha Heifetz, Yehudi Menuhin, and Arthur Rubinstein.
Heifetz, Menuhin, Rubinstein, Oscar, they're my pals. Well, I knew them before they became disc jockeys.
On second thought, Al, maybe you shouldn't come.
Very well, Oscar. Go ahead and play your piano while I telephone a friend of mine.
What friend?
Oh, Zaya Turby.
Gee, Al, that reminds me. I'm having a party tonight. You've got to come.
Well, if you're going to beg me, I'll come. Go ahead, Oscar. Make the elephants happy and tickle their ivories. Thank you.
Just because a food is extra nutritious doesn't mean it has to be dull. Oh, no, ma'am. Take Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta, for instance. Now, Velveeta's swell tasting, but really nourishing, too. When you spread or slice Velveeta for sandwiches, remember that that golden goodness is rich in protein, high-quality, complete protein from milk. And this grand cheese food helps supply important milk minerals and food energy, riboflavin and vitamin A, too. What's more, rich-tasting Velveeta is digestible as milk itself. All this you get in that rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor the whole family goes for. So get plenty of Velveeta, the 2-pound loaf, for snacks, for sandwiches, and for hot dishes, too, because nutritious Velveeta melts so beautifully. Get some tomorrow. Genuine Velveeta, made only by Kraft.
Should I love the dear silver that shines in your hair?
Oscar, do you know what day this is?
Unless there's a leak in my hourglass, it's Thursday.
I'll give you a hint. Sure, and it's a fine day today, and I'm going to have me high plug hat and me cutaway coat, and I'll soon be walking down the main stem with me father shillelagh in me hand. Sure, and I will. That and I will.
How did you get out of Allen's Alley?
Oscar, me boy, this is St. Patrick's Day, and every good Irishman is celebrating.
But Al, since when have you been an Irishman?
Since Vanny asks me. Why, Oscar, me go soon. I'll have you know, I'm as Irish as Paddy's pig.
If I had a pig to talk like that, I'd eat it.
Now, tell me, Bud, do you think there's something wrong with me brogue?
Sounds like they sprayed some borscht on Morton Downey. Al, why don't you stop with this Irish stuff?
Oscar, I'll have you know that when I entertained the boys in Ireland during the war, I kissed the Blarney Stone. Now, you know that's supposed to make you able to flatter people.
Did it really work?
Sure. The very next day, I started saying nicer things about myself. And now here's a fine song I got from the old sod. When I sing it, all the colleens cry with joy. Their pretty green eyes light up. They have hopes in their hearts. 'Cause they think I'm singing to them. And begotta, I am.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you're gonna hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all of the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'll steal your heart away.
Now, who in the world is this? The clothes look like Gene Autry, but the voice sounds like Bing Crosby.
You're wrong, partner. I'm Roy Rogers.
Gee, Roy, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't recognize you without Trigger under you.
Happens all the time. All the time it happens. Without Trigger, Roy Rogers is just like Al Jolson without Larry Parks.
Well, I refuse to get in an argument with a man who wears a gun on each hip.
Oh, don't worry, Al. I only use the guns for target practice.
Yeah?
I used to shoot a half a dollar out of my brother's fingers at 50 paces. But I don't even do that anymore.
What happened? Did you run out of half dollars?
No, my brother ran out of fingers.
Roy, I've seen you with a lot of Western outfits. But honestly, what you're wearing tonight takes the prize.
If you want to see something really nice, yeah. Look at these cowboy boots.
Oh, they're pretty.
They're worth $500.
$500?
Of course, I only paid 75 cents for these.
75 cents?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get them so cheap?
Well, I got them from a guy who died with his boots on, and, well, he was in no condition to bargain.
Well, I wish I had an excuse to wear an outfit like that.
Al, I don't think you're the cowboy type.
I don't know, Lord. I've had some pretty tough hombres in my family. You probably heard of my grandfather.
What was his name?
Yippee-ki-yay-ki-yolson. Well, now, let me tell you something, Roy Rogers. Talk about my grandpappy. Dad was a real Western killer.
I never heard of him. Did he ever really kill a man?
Did he? He had 10 notches in his head.
No. Al, you mean 10 notches in his gun.
No. His head was easier to notch.
I guess you aren't as good a shot as your grandfather.
Oh, yes, I am. I practice shooting 4 hours a day.
You do?
Do sure. How do you think to get those holes in Kraft's Swiss cheese? I knew they'd gone that one up all right.
Well, Al, if you can shoot, I see no reason why you couldn't become a singing cowboy on the screen.
Me become a cowboy in the movies? Gosh, I'd like that. It'd give me a chance to ride my Hudson pony.
Well, now, wait a minute. Why in the world do you call him a Hudson pony?
Well, because he's so sway back, you have to step down to get on him.
Al, a Western picture with you in it would really be great box office.
I was thinking of that.
Right after you bring out Jolson Sings Again, you could make a sequel. Jolson Rides Again.
But, Roy, look. A good Western picture always has a beautiful gal to be rescued. Now, where can I get me a pretty girl who isn't afraid of horses?
Well, there's always me.
Oh, Al, this is my leading lady, Dale Evans.
Hi.
Say, Dale, how about you appearing with me in a Western?
Oh? Well, say, I'd have to think that over, Al.
Oh, I see. Afraid of horses, huh?
No, afraid of wolves.
Say. Now, how about all three of us working together in your Western?
Well, that's a good idea, Roy. Now, tell me something. How will this picture open?
Well, sir, maybe the first thing you see is a long shot of the prairie. And riding along together singing the song is Dale and myself.
Hmm. The picture's just starting. He's already got the girl. Fine chance.
I want some black-eyed peas. I want some mustard greens. I want some corn pone on the side. I want my chicken fried with a golden heart. Ah-ha! San Antone, now don't you say I'm silly, cause I like my chili all over my scrambled eggs. I want to go to Dallas, see my cousin Alice. Ah-ha! San Antone, I never was meant for the city, and I don't like it one little bit. I know a place that's dandy by the Rio Grande, just across from Mexico. I want an enchilada and a big tostada.
Ah-ha!
San Antone.
I know a gal named Anna, lives in Texarkana, loves a boy in Arkansas. But when they take a ride, it's on the Texas side. San Antone, I want a great big moon, a great big Texas moon, where the night is light as day. I want a feller too, a big buckaroo. San Antone.
To me this place is strange. Oh, take me to the range where the blue bonnets grow.
Give me a gal, it's true.
Give me a buckaroo.
That was mighty good, Dale and Roy. Mighty good.
Say, Al, what's this cowboy doing here? Are you buying your meat direct now?
Oscar, this is Roy Rogers.
I've always wanted to meet you, Rogers. Since my kid started going to your pictures, I get roped, thrown, and branded every morning.
Well, I imagine it's all in fun, Oscar.
Fun nothing. I can't wear a bathing suit anymore because my Lazy Bar X shows.
Now, look. Oscar, don't blame Roy Rogers and be careful how you're talking because he's pretty rough.
Don't worry, I won't get into a fight. My father told me never to hit a woman or a man wearing high heels.
Al, this critter's suffering from hoof and mouth disease.
Now, look, boys, please, this can only lead to gunplay. Oscar, look, Roy wants me to make a Western picture.
That's a wonderful idea. It could open with you as a small boy coming west in a covered wagon.
Right.
It'll be the real Jolson story.
Don't you think that sort of a story would be a little expensive to make? You'd have to hire 1,000 Indians.
Well, maybe we could hire half breeds and get 50% off.
Any chance of my being in the picture?
Yes. Did you ever ride a horse, Levant?
No, I got these legs from the piano bench.
Al, let's try Levant. Suppose we do a Western scene and Oscar's the piano player in a Main Street barroom of a small cattle town called Hangman Stretch, huh? You, Jolson, are a shady character known as Buffalo Asa. Now, I'm standing in the bar listening to Oscar's music. Gee, Levant, that sure is mighty pretty music.
Yeah, I might have been a musician if I hadn't have come west. You know, I...
Levant! Fall down, you're dead.
You mean that's all the part I have?
Sure, that's all the part you have. Now I've got to find out who killed you.
That's easy. Jolson did it. He doesn't want me in the picture.
Well, drop dead, soul, have a case. Hey, here comes that cattle thief and killer now. Well, if it ain't Buffalo Asa.
Yep.
In town for long?
Yep.
I guess you know I'm looking for a killer.
Yep.
Where you been hiding out for the last month?
Well? Please reword your question. All I can say is yep.
Did you do the shooting?
Nope.
I thought all you said you could say was yep.
I've been studying.
Sheriff, what's the fella you looking for done?
He shot two men, robbed a stagecoach, set fire to a bank, blew up a train.
I mean, what's he done wrong?
That's no use, Jolson. You can't play this kind of a part, and you certainly couldn't be a cattle rustler. You don't even know what a cow looks like.
Well, that's not so, Roy. Right out on a ranch near my home, I trained a cow to do its own milking.
Well, that I just can't believe. How could you possibly get a cow to do its own milking?
Well, she was nervous at first, but after a while, she got a grip on herself.
Hey, listen, let's try a new Western scene, but be tougher this time, Al. Now, you come riding into town to see the girl and, well, we both love.
Yeah.
Dale.
Yes, Roy?
Dale, you're the girl in this love story, and this Jolson, he's the bad man.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Al, now be really tough.
I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas, and I ain't been curried below the knees. Hello, honey.
Buffalo Asa, what are you doing in town? Don't you know there's a price on your head?
I had to see you, honey, because I'm mighty fond of you.
But Buffalo Sheriff Rogers is on his way over, and he's sworn he'll get you.
Don't worry, Joe. I'm not afraid of him. I'm tough.
Dar.
Why, I'd fight a rattlesnake and give it first bite.
Oh, darling, you're a brave man, and I'm awfully fond of you. But, Buffalo, I think the time has come for me to give you back your ring.
Give me back my ring?
Mm-hmm.
The ring I put on your finger as a symbol of love?
Yes.
The ring that shows what you mean to me? Why are you giving it back to me, gal?
The jeweler recognized it as the one you stole from him.
You can't trust nobody nowadays. But, honey, I'll prove my love for you. I'll stop robbing banks. I'll just rob trains.
The small electric type.
No, Buffalo, it's better that we part. I think I'm going to marry Sheriff Rogers.
Marry Sheriff Rogers? No deal. Let me take you where on my ranch.
Buffalo, I didn't know you had a ranch. What's it called?
Barney from CBS Studios.
I got you covered. I'm not wasting any time. I'm going to take you out and hang you from a tree.
Sheriff, you wouldn't hang me.
Yes, I would, but I'm a fair man. I'm going to let you choose the limb you want to be hung from.
Could you make it one of Ava Gardner's?
Please don't hang Buffalo. You'll be making a horrible mistake. Please.
Why, Dale? You mean you're in love with him?
Oh, no, Sheriff. But you mustn't hang him because he's your brother.
Wait a minute. I'm Sheriff Rogers' brother?
Yes, Buffalo. I learned this secret from an old Indian squaw.
No.
Yes. The Indians stole you from your parents when you were a baby. They tried to bring you back, but your father, he drove them away.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Just a minute now. I don't believe this story. My mother's picture's in this locket right around my neck.
And my mother's picture's in this locket around my neck.
Well, open them up and we'll know for sure.
All right. Here it is. Let's see your locket, Buffalo. Why, it's the same woman.
Yes, to think that both of us are the sons of Sophie Tucker. Oh.
Now that Lanta's here, it takes some extra fancy menu planning to keep the folks happy. Of course, if you know about Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta, that should be easy. Velveeta gives you such a wide variety of wonderful main dishes. For instance, a velvet smooth cheese sauce that's perfect with eggs or fish or any seafood. And it's so easy to make that golden Velveeta sauce. Just melt 1/2 pound of Velveeta in the top of your double boiler. Then stir in 1/4 cup of milk. And presto, a grand-tasting cheese sauce that's nutritious, too. Yes, smooth-melting Velveeta is rich in muscle-building protein. High-quality, complete protein. The kind you expect from a main dish. And good with a rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor all the folks like. It's smart to get the 2-pound Velveeta loaf when you buy, so you'll have plenty for snacks and sandwiches as well as for Lenten main dishes. Just be sure you get the quality cheese food made by Kraft. Genuine Velveeta.
Folks, once a vaudeville actor named Harry Carroll heard a tune that Chopin cooked up over 100 years ago. So he put some words to it, and out came the name of my next song. I think you all know it as well as I do. Yes, sir. I'm Always Chasing Rainbows by Harry Carroll and Fred Chopin. I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds driven by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellows search and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some people make a winning sometime. I never even make a game. Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows,
searching to find a little bluebird in bed.
Good night, everybody.
Soon to be seen in the public picture, Susanna Pass, and to be heard on their own program each week, sponsored by Quaker Oats. Tune in again next Thursday to the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar the Band, Lou Brindley's Orchestra, and our guest, George Jessup. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Be sure to stay tuned to Dorothy Lamour and her guests on the Seal Test Variety Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Great heavens, there's the chime. Already it's dinner time.
I want my meal, and quick, if you please.
Okay, my master. We'll have macaroni and cheese.
There's a smart girl. She knows about Kraft Dinner.
You bet I do. Kraft Dinner gives me tender macaroni.
With swell cheese flavor through and through.
And it's ready in 7 minutes cooking time.
Yes, just 7 minutes cooking time, and Kraft Dinner gives you wonderful macaroni and cheese. A thrifty main dish that costs just a few cents a serving. A perfect main dish for Lent. Get some tomorrow. Ask for a box of Kraft Dinner. And be sure to listen to the Kraft Music Hall again next Thursday. The preceding program was transcribed. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.